Hello, everyone. I've been really lazy about doing a podcast, mostly because, well, I'm lazy. I walk a lot in public places, and it's really hard to do a podcast and talk to yourself, although I know other people do it. Even though nobody cares and nobody's listening to me, I still get embarrassed. So that's just me. And then just now I Googled how to do a podcast or ideas for a podcast. I was like, wait a minute. I'm the person who's full of ideas. Why do I need to read ideas? Which then prompted me to my idea to just do it, because I finally put on my calendar, I'm going to do a random podcast on whatever's on my mind. And so this is the crap that's on my mind. It's my digital brain dump verbal download. Let's see. Lately, the weather's really been bugging the crap out of me. I got two air conditioners running alternately because I don't like the noise, but I do need the cold. And it's really hot outside. I don't like having different colors of skin. Yeah, I know it's a thing and I have it anyway, but I still don't like it. Also, I don't want my hands to look wrinkly and agey and full of, liver spots, like now. Okay, because I have to look at my hands more than anybody else. You know that thing like, oh, I know this as well as I know the back of my hand. Well, I know the back of my hand and I don't like looking at spots. Okay, so it's really hot. So then where do you walk to have shade and cool and things like that? So lately I've just been going to the MIT campus. Why? Because it's easy to get to, sort of, on the Red Line. Or on the bus if I have to, but Red Line, believe it or not, is actually sadly better. And it's a couple of stops from where I'm at. I walk a little bit in the sun. I'm in the infinite corridors, which, if you don't know, it's called infinite because a lot of the corridors, in fact, I guess most of them, connect, therefore infinite. Also, you can get from 77 Mass Ave to the Med Center through the tunnels underground, and there's no one there, so it's really a great way to get your steps in. Be cool, because it's underground, so it's, cool. And also, you don't see people too much. And most of them also don't like to make eye contact, because I am one of them. And we just want to do our stuff. Okay. So, that being said, I was there on July 4th. And it was a zoo, because people were going to Mem Drive to watch the fireworks, which are apparently nowadays done from a barge that's floating. Well, I guess that's what a barge does. On the Charles River. And I was just like, wow, there's so many people. But normally I like going there because there's not a lot of people. And even if there are, you can still find a hallway somewhere, a corridor, if you will, somewhere that's not occupied. Some of the buildings are more air-conditioned than others, but it's an open environment. Nobody really bugs you. There's a ton of really good bathrooms. I'm not going to tell you my favorite one because then you all will use it. But there's some really good bathrooms. There's some really good air-conditioned buildings, mostly a lot of the newer ones. But, you just go in. You can see some little bunnies and stuff. You can see some squirrels. You can see some outdoors. You have a lot of indoor and outdoor art. You have a lot of cool architectural details to look at. There's some really pretty windows. You can look onto the Boston skyline. Pretty much MIT has the best view of the Boston skyline. You can examine, interior design details of various classrooms. You can look at studies that, maybe are offering you some money if you're a student and you need some money. A lot of times there's things going on. Perhaps there's a lecture you can just randomly attend. People watching, especially watching new people who are tourists, check it out, is also fun. There's Killian Court with a bunch of grass, and it's really easy to do. You can walk as much or as little as you need to. There's vending machines with cookies, ice cream, soda, water. There's free water fountains. Some of the bathrooms have full-length mirrors. None have music playing, I guess. But, you know, it's like sightseeing and slightly intellectual, although, again, I really don't understand anything that's written on the boards anymore. I used to at one point, but now not so much, nor do I care so much. But there's always something or someone interesting, and you can walk a little bit outside. Because a lot of the buildings are tall, you can be outside and still be in the shade. So you can experience sun and summer in small doses. And if you're into running, you can run on Mem Drive. I don't know, we probably can't run on the track or anything here. But you can, like, you know, walk and, you know, go across to the water, look at the water. And then you can go back inside. And it just depends on which door you go in and which door you go out of. But, you know, it's kind of familiar, and yet it's new and different at the same time because so many things have changed since I was there. So, that being said, it's almost 10:30 here, and I've yet to get off my ass and do anything other than online. So, enjoy the podcast. Bye.